$50 in control of the game. If this show were a candy, it would be good and linky. It's the deliciously refreshing Double Dare, Liza!
Our red team has two lip balls on. Blue team also has two. Red team has three. Congratulations, red team. You guys have won $50.
Welcome to Double Dare. And now, here's Liza Koshy.
To Double Dare, where players face fun trivia questions and an outrageous obstacle course for a chance to win cash and spectacular prizes. I'm your little host. Hey, I'm Liza Koshy, and joining me is Mayor Mick Double Dare himself, His Highness Mark Summers.
How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. You know, it's really fun to start the day with someone saying, Liza Koshy.
You mean you don't have somebody do that in your house on a daily basis?
No, I need to pay someone to do that.
I'll record it for you. When you wake up, that'll be your new alarm, okay?
Okay, perfect. Every time you text me, Liza, Mark, texting you. Let's meet our teams today. It's a sibling showdown. Our first team are twins, Paige and Tyler, and hoping to blow away their competition, they have the right name for it. It's the Twinnados. Paige, every twin has crazy twin stories. What's the craziest twin story that you have?
I use him as a radio.
So he's not just your twin, he's also a radio.
Yeah.
I'm just very surprised you know what a radio is. Can you demonstrate?
Now for the Twinnado weather report, I predict that we're going to win Double Dare.
Whoa! Twin predictions! Very nice! You love dancing too, right? Yeah? What's your favorite dance move to do?
The worm.
Are we going to see a little bit of the worm today? Man, I hope so. Now, the Twinnados are going to be taking their turn today. I'm sorry I had to do that. But also taking their turn is our red team. Their opponents, Billy and Riley, are brother-sister duo who love board games and winning them too. Yeah, me too. Now, it's the Goofy Gamers, guys. Give it up. Tell me, what kind of board games are you guys into?
Well, she loves to beat me in Connect Four. I am terrible at it, and she always forces me to play it because she just wants to win.
Yeah, it's a confidence-building technique, right? I would do that, too. You guys come up with games yourself, too, right? What kind of games do you guys come up with?
We like to play with our dog, so we teach her how to play hide-and-seek with us and close doors, and we just like to make up a lot of pool games and stuff.
That's so cute. You play hide and seek with your dog?
Yes.
I played hide and seek with my dog, but he's still hiding. I'll find him one day. So who's better at these games? Is it you or Billy?
I think I am.
Yeah.
She's confident now. Stay humble, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, we'll see if they can stay humble. Let's play a little Double Dare, all right? So here is how round one works. I'm going to ask you a question. You get it, you get $50. Now, if you don't know the answer or you think the other team doesn't have a clue, you can dare them for double the amount. But be careful, because they can double dare you right back for four times the amount. Then you'll either have to answer the question or take the physical challenge. All right, now they play games, but they don't play around. Goofy Gamers, my red team, you guys won the toss-up challenge. You have $50 on the board and control of the game. Are you ready for your first question?
Yes.
I know you are. All right, here we go. What pink bird with an S-shaped neck is known for standing and sleeping on one leg?
Okay. Flamingo.
Flamingo?
That's right. Great. Goofy Gamers. Next question. What U.S. state has the largest population? Is it Texas, California, or Massachusetts?
Dare.
Dare.
Dare. Dare. Now worth $100. Twinnados, what U.S. state has the largest population? Is it Texas, California, or Massachusetts?
Double Dare.
Double Dare, now worth $200. What do we think, Red Team?
Okay.
We'll take the physical challenge.
They are taking the physical challenge. Come on down, guys.
The state with the largest population is right here in California. Right now, $200 physical challenge. Leaf could change. Liza.
Mark.
Come on over here. I want you to help me explain this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, only because you look so good in what we're about to put them in. Now,
let me explain.
Yes.
The two of you will have to get enough water from that tub over there to fill up that container across the stage past that line. How are they going to do that, though, Mark?
Well, what they're going to do is put on these large diapers, stick their little derrieres right here into the water, shake their little booties over on this side of the world, and then sit on the toilets and squeeze the diapers so that the water fills that container.
Did Mark look like a natural doing that, guys?
Yes.
Oh, he's done this many times. Now, if you guys are able to fill it past that line within 30 seconds, you get $200. You feeling good?
Yes.
You feeling ready? Well, go ahead and put your diapers on, big girls and big boys. How did you put these on? We actually took those off of big babies. Mark, did you wear one before the show?
I just took mine off before I got here this morning.
Don't worry, mine. I need mine during the show.
Aw, don't you guys look so cute?
Yeah, stay calm. She's real confident now as a baby. Thank you to Eric and Brett, who know how to put diapers on. Give it up for our challenge team. Mark, don't they look cute?
I love it. I just want to burp them.
I just want to burp them. Just throw them over your shoulder and burp it up. All right, you guys feeling ready, baby?
Yes.
There you are. All right, fill it up past the line in 30 seconds. You guys get $200. Feeling good?
Yes.
All right, let's do it, babies. On your mark, get set, go! Fill it up. Oh, step on that water. Get your booty in there. Congratulations, Red Team, $200, baby. Come on over here. Change out of those diapers. We'll put your dry ones back on. Okay. Good job, guys. She's still going. She's... All right, come on back, guys. Congratulations, Red Team. $300 total on the board. Mark, how do you think they did?
Well, you know, the reason that worked is when you gave them the instructions, you didn't pamper them. And then when they were successful, I just wanted to give them a huggy.
Mark's a dad. Pamper and huggy. All right, now you guys have to... Sorry, I'm still laughing. That was a good one, Mark. The Goofy Gamers won $200 and still have control of the game. Are you guys ready for your question?
Yes.
All right, here it comes. Invented by a Cincinnati barber, what popular card game would you find skip, reverse, draw two, and wild cards? Come on, Goofy Gamers. Do the gamers know the game?
Dare.
Dare.
Now worth $100, Twinados. Invented by a Cincinnati barber, what popular card game would you find skip, reverse, draw two, and wild cards?
Uno.
Uno is correctamundo. And since that was a dare, you get $100 and control of the game. You guys ready for your question?
Very nice.
How many keys are on a standard piano?
Dare.
Dare. Now worth $100. Goofy Gamers, how many keys are on a standard piano?
40?
I'm sorry, 40 is incorrect. The correct answer was 88, which means that the money goes over to the Twinados, who now have $200 and control of the game. And that sound means that's the end of round one. Right now, we have our Goofy Gamers leading with $300. And on our other side, the Twinados have $200. But don't worry, guys. It's anybody's game because round two is coming up. Right, Mark?
That's right. All the dollar values will be doubled. As a matter of fact, on this toss-up, $100 could change. We could have a tie game.
That's right. I'm ready. Red Team or Blue Team? It all happens when we come back to Double Dare. Double Dare, where everything is worth double the dollars. $50. Now, at the end of this round, the winner gets to keep their bank and move on to the final obstacle course. Now, this toss-up will decide who gets in control of round two. Feeling good? Yeah? Feeling fire?
Yeah, you are. All right.
On your mark, get set, go!
Each team needs to spray out those fires. First team to knock over four wins $100. Control of round two.
Goofy gamers! Get those helmets off and come on back! Come on over. Goofy gamers! That game came down to the last fire. There was one fire left and Red Team just took it home. Goofy gamers have $400 and in control to start round two. Now our Twinnados have $200, but remember, every question from here on out is worth double. You guys got it? You guys ready to start round two?
Yes.
All right. Now for $100, here's your question. Which American founding father has his face on the $100 bill?
You have to know. You have to know.
Couple of seconds.
Benjamin Franklin.
That is correct. You won $100. You just got a whole Benjamin. Next question. Kanye West created what shoe for Adidas? Is it Wheezy, Yeezy, or Cheesy?
Yeezy.
That's correct. Another Benjamin for you. All about the Benjamins, babies. You guys still look like babies to me. I can't get over it. Next question. Hiccup, Snotlout, and Toothless are all characters from what animated film series?
How to Train Your Dragon.
That is correct. Woo! All right, well done. Next question. What is the state capital of Florida and home to Florida State University? Couple of seconds, Red Team.
Dare.
Dare. Now we're $200. The Twinnados, what is the state capital of Florida and home to Florida State University?
Should we?
Orlando.
Orlando, I'm sorry, that's incorrect. The correct answer was Tallahassee, which means that our goofy gamers won $200 and now have $900 on their board. Goofy gamers, back in control. Here is your next question. The olfactory nerve transmits impulses to the brain from which part of your body?
Dare.
Now we're $200. Tornadoes, the olfactory nerve transmits impulses to the brain from which part of your body?
Double dare.
Now we're $400.
Physical challenge.
We'll take the physical challenge.
They're taking the physical challenge.
The nose. Matter of fact, we're going to see pick up the big nose on the obstacle course. $400 at stake. Liza.
Come on over here. Come closer. I want to smell you. Very nice. Smell like used diapers. All right. Now, this challenge, each of you will have to use a pair of giant flippers to stomp on balloons and pop them. We're about to get popping. Y'all ready? Now, pop 15 balloons in 30 seconds, and we'll pop $400 in your bank. You guys got it?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to put some flippers on you guys. Go on over there and get geared up.
Okay.
It's about to get loud. I'm about to get scared very easily. All right, now we put our babies in a playpen. How are you babies feeling?
Good.
Feeling good?
Yeah.
Yeah? How those slippers feel? Good?
Yeah.
Tight. Tight? Slippers crazy. I know. So you guys have to pop all 15 balloons within 30 seconds to win the cash. Feeling good?
Yes.
All right, now each balloon is also filled with shaving cream. Can you save some for Mark and I? We forgot to shave this morning. Thank you for our beards. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
On your mark. Get set, go! Whoa. Okay, it's a little scary for me. Oh my gosh, down there, 25 seconds left. And it looks like they only have 5 balloons left. Whoa, crazy gamers are good at this game. Hold on. Oh, there's 17 seconds left. Here we got it. Oh my God. 10 seconds left. Let's get those flippers off and we'll meet you back at the podium. Congratulations, Goofy Gamers. You guys won $400 and control of the game. Are you ready for your question?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, here it is. If you're claustrophobic, what are you afraid of? Enclosed spaces, public speaking, or Santa Claus?
Enclosed spaces.
Enclosed spaces is correct. Goofy Gamers, $100. Oh, and that sound means that time is up. Let's check the scores. Our Goofy Gamers have $1,400. And over on the other side, our Twinados have $200, which means congratulations, Goofy Gamers. They won our game. Now, you guys get to keep that cash. Plus, you're headed to the amazing obstacle course. You guys feeling excited?
Yes.
Yeah, they are. Now, Twinados, you guys did such an amazing job. Did you guys have fun?
Yeah.
So you're not going home empty-handed. You guys are going to get some amazing prizes backstage. Thank you guys so much for being here. Give it up for the Twinados. Yeah. Now, Billy and Riley are going to the obstacle course for a shot at some unbelievable prizes. Mark, are you ready for this?
I'm ready. You know, they won $1,400. That's a lot. But here's the question. Can they run 8 obstacles in under 60 seconds? Audience, are you ready for the obstacle course? Some of the classics today. Stay tuned. Can they do it? We'll find out right after this.
Goofy Gamers have made it all the way to the obstacle course. You guys feeling good?
Yeah.
I have a tiny jump of excitement. Yeah, me too. Now, Billy and Riley, in the first two rounds, you guys won $1,400.
Yes.
Yeah, now it's time to take on the iconic obstacle course. Are you guys feeling ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, they are. All right, now you guys are going to switch off at each obstacle, all 8 of them. Now, for each one, you finish the obstacle by grabbing the flag. And when you do, you're going to earn an incredible prize. You guys excited?
Yes.
All right, let's walk it through it then. First up is the one-ton human hamster wheel. That's right. One of you human hamsters are going to get inside, crawl, run, walk as fast as you can, fill the line all the way up with slime, and bring the boxing glove down, grab the flag, and you're also going to get this.
A K1 Speed gift card. Come down to K1 Speed Racing to prove your speed on the track.
Obstacle 2 is the tank. Da-da-dun. All right, this is filled with cherry gelatin. Now, you guys are going to slosh your way through this mouth-watering gelatin, grab the flag, and you're also going to grab this.
Spike ball, a fun new 2-on-2 game, perfect for the backyard or the beach.
All right, obstacle 3 is my favorite. It's the blue plate special. That's right. Dig into that stack of pancakes to find the flag, and you'll flip when you hear this prize.
Get a fun new science, tech, engineering, or math project delivered to your door every month with an award-winning 6-month subscription from KiwiCo.
All right, obstacle 4, you want to knock these down to the floor. It's the brick wall breakout. That's right. You're going to break out through the wall, grab the flag, and then you're also going to find yourself with this.
Sound just like your favorite singer and be the star of the party. Ion Audio Karaoke Star.
You see how big that nose is? You want to pick it?
Yeah.
That's right. It's pick it. Obstacle 5. What you're going to want to do is exactly what you want. Get all up in that nose, grab that booger, then grab that flag, and you're also going to grab this.
An X-Rocker gaming chair. X-Rocker, the number one brand of accessories and gaming chairs with built-in sound.
At number 6, we see London, we see France. We want to see you hoist up those underpants. That's right. It's One Nation Under. What you want to do? Grab, pull, 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 grab the flag, and we'll also get you this.
Enjoy the best birthday party ever. Jump, flip, and fly with up to 15 friends on your big day at Sky Zone.
All right, obstacle 7, get a load of this. It's nasty. It's clogged. One of these toilets have the flag. Now, if you plunge in there and grab the flag, you're also going to grab this.
A Swagtron electric fat bike. All the fun of a fat tire bike boosted by an amazing electric motor. Swagtron, ride beyond.
Finally, it is number 8, Mount St. Double Dare. That's right. I'm fine. Are you fine? You're good, right? Okay, good. Make it to the top before time expires and grab the flag, and you also get this.
You're going to space camp for an entire week, clean like an astronaut, and experience NASA-inspired missions at the world-renowned space camp in Huntsville, Alabama. Good luck.
You guys have seen the whole obstacle course. Which one's your favorite?
I think my favorite's the jello one.
What's your favorite flavor?
Ooh, cherry.
Cherry gelatin?
Yes.
Lucky you, because it is. You're welcome. We filled that up just for you.
Yeah.
What about you? What's your favorite?
Mine's the picket.
The picket?
Yeah.
Do you pick your nose often?
No.
You're getting a lot of practice in?
Yeah.
That's when I feel like I'm good at too. All right. Now, who's going to take on the first obstacle? Who's my hamster?
I am.
You are? Okay, yep. Well, climb on in there, you little gerbil. All right. You guys feeling good?
Yeah.
Feeling ready?
Yep.
All right. Now, 8 obstacles, guys. 60 seconds on the clock. On your mark. Get set, go!
They got the K1 Speed gift card, spike ball, the Kiwi Carol subscription, the karaoke machine, the gaming chair, the Sky Zone birthday party with the $1,400 cash and prizes, $3,500. Congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome.